our good friend Ali Coleman is here from Page Six, and it was really important for me to have Ali on the show right now because I am working on a theory about the Kardashian-Jenner clan that I thought is not a real theory until I've run it by Ali Coleman. Like, I need, as you said, it needs to be peer reviewed. So that is why I need to run this by you.
Yes, Professor, I'm happy to have you.
Okay, so this is, we're doing science now. So everybody, you know, get ready because you're about to learn something. Here's science coming.
I'm putting my lab goggles on.
And yes, please.
And Ali knows everything about the Kardashians. So this is the right guy to ask.
Right. Yes. Yes, he does. He knows more than I do, which is impressive because I've researched them and written about them. And Ali still like laps me when it comes to Kardashian stuff. All right. So here's my working theory. Just to give you a tiny bit of background, if you remember, Kris Jenner decided to end Keeping Up with the Kardashians for, well, lower ratings was kind of part of it. But the real reason was the fact that something would happen in the world to a Kardashian or a Jenner. It would be covered extensively in Page Six, of course, and, you know, other places, other entertainment sites. And then by the time it was on the show, it was old news. Nobody cared. You know, they found it really hard to make a big story from 3 months ago fresh on the show. So, yeah, so I really believe that's one of the reasons why the show stopped working, because they got too famous and we knew too much about them outside the show by the time it was on the show. Sorry, don't need to watch that. Already saw this one.
Time warp thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So here is my theory. I think that right now we are all living in a Keeping Up with the Kardashians reality show that is happening in real time. And I say that because I have friends that know Kourtney Kardashian, and I know somebody who works with Kris Jenner's world. Here is what I've heard over the years, and as recent as like 3 months ago, that Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick are still a couple. They are still raising children together. And everything we're seeing with Travis Barker and Amelia Hamlin is part of this Kardashian reality show that's being lived out in real time on Page Six and all the various places, that these stories are coming out, not because they're actually happening, not because Scott Disick was actually dating Amelia Hamlin, but because that is part of Kris Jenner's vision. That was what was going on the show, on the reality show that we're all living this week.
Sorry, I'm taking a moment to process this. It's a lot, you know, from a sort of metaphysical standpoint, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
So you're saying not just that we're now living in this kind of, we're being presented with their lives in the present moment rather than 6 months down the line in retrospect. You're saying there's further than that, there's like a backstage area where there's a real truth, like what's actually happening in, but we're being given another version of that.
Yes, this is the reality show that we're watching right now. And some of it's true. Kylie really is pregnant, you know, and Kim really is breaking up with, you know, ending her marriage to Kanye. That's true. But the little aspects of it are part of the reality show, like Kim deciding to suddenly show up at a Donda event and agrees to wear a wedding dress. That's great fodder. That's great for the quote unquote camera, except the camera is us watching it and you guys covering it.
I'm totally buying this. I'm totally into this. Here's why. Because, you know, there's this very popular kind of conspiracy theory that's grown more popular over the last few years, that we're living in a simulation, right? Like, you know, well, it couldn't possibly be true that Donald Trump's the president, or it couldn't possibly be true that we're in a pandemic. So it must just be someone who's like pulling the strings and trying things out and sees how we respond to that. It seems plausible. And I can definitely see Kris Kardashian hearing about this and saying like, well, how do I get my sim? How do I get my simulation? The Kardashian branded simulation. She would be all over that. She would want a network deal right away on the simulation. So yeah, totally into it.
Right, because there's no show that she can do because they have to edit. There's a time, you know, it's not in real time. You can't do a reality show in real time. But they, this is the way she has chosen. This is the genius of Kris Jenner. This is what she has chosen, why they stopped putting the show on E. And every time she was asked about it, she said, no, we're still going to do stuff. No, we still have a plan. But she hasn't said what it is. Meanwhile, this is it. We're living it right now. And the fact that Lisa Rinna met with her a few months ago because she wanted to be part of all of this, and suddenly Amelia Hamlin is dating Scott Disick, like, hello. I mean, it just makes perfect sense to me that why would Lisa Rinna meet with Kris Jenner for what? You know, to ask her what? How to make her kids famous? She doesn't need that. She's famous. Her husband's famous. They can just, here's my kids. You know what I mean? Right. There's nothing to do. So that's my theory, and I think I'm right.
I think you're right. I mean, you know, more seriously, I think that is the way that reality is working now. You probably saw when Scott and Amelia Hamlin broke up, Lisa Rinna posted this kind of snide, if there's such a thing as a snide emoji, like a smiley face response to the news that they'd broken up. And that is in some ways much more gratifying. There's much more in that and much more to say about that than there is in like a half an hour of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that's like 45 minutes of like a story arc about one of them going to get like a body part waxed and then like 5 minutes of actual life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah, so that's kind of a better way of doing it. And also you're right in as much as when Kylie announced her pregnancy, of course they do it with this kind of, you know, fairly long, especially for the attention span of the average Kardashian viewer, like 2 minutes is, you know, that's a while. Right. You know, this 2 minute film of the whole process, and you're right, like it's much more gratifying to do that than to wait 6 months for the kind of TV version of that. I do think, though, that they got very good at, and it was the times that I was most interested in that show, was when they were pretty good at like saving something that gave you a kind of what it was like to go through it in real time kind of a thing. I particularly mm-hmm. remember when that horrific thing happened with Kim being robbed in Paris. You kind of do want to see like what's that experience like, to be kind of in the moment to moment of it. And so they wouldn't have that anymore. But yeah, I think it's very, very, very plausible.
But yes and no, because after the whole thing, after she was robbed in Paris, not only was it covered to death everywhere, I mean, even CNN covered it, but she had given interviews and she had talked about it openly and publicly. So by the time it was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, yes, it was interesting, but it wasn't anything we hadn't heard before. You know, yeah. we knew the story. We knew the beginning, middle, and end.
Right. There's no shock in that. No, you kind of over. And if there's no shock in that, then there's no shock in anything, right? Like mm-hmm. that's about as shocking a thing that could happen to you. And if that's lost its kind of oomph by the time it gets to the viewers, you're right. Like, what are you really gonna do? I also think, you know, not to get too, you know, industry, but I think that their reason for ending the show was like it was the 21st season or whatever the hell it was, and that was just a good number for us, like terrible, you know, non-reasons. I think it's because they wanted to get into streaming like everybody else, and I also think most importantly streaming works all over the world, right? Like E you'll eventually get all over the world, but you can't like beam directly into people in the Middle East and people in China and people in, you know, where people like Paris Hilton and Jessica Simpson make most of their money overseas.
Right.
And so I think that was another big driving factor.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense. Yeah. And Kris Jenner's been very quiet as well, because I feel like she's busy putting all this together and figuring out, you know, what. And I like that they do stuff for the real super fans, you know, like everybody trying to figure out based on Kylie's nail polish whether she's pregnant or not, you know, like the fact that they were like seeing all these, dropping these little Easter eggs along the way before she finally made the big announcement.
Yeah, which is another like I know that's been going on for a while, but I also feel like that's something of a kind of phenomenon of this free Britney thing, this idea of kind of like these celebrities are kind of, you know, posting these sort of ransom notes sort of hidden in various clues and stuff. Right. Again, another thing that Chris Jenner would be like, how do I monetize that? but yeah, I think that's also true. So how does it feel to have solved the mystery of the come up with a unified theory of the Kardashians?
I mean, the fact that you of all people are like, yeah, that sounds plausible to me. I mean, that now I can publish this
mm-hmm. in the American Journal of Kardashian.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing, Ali, is you're now the head writer of the new Kardashian series that's going on now.
That's right. Yeah. but no, I love it. Kris Jenner. Yeah. And that's kind of like, it's also a sort of theological theory because Kris Jenner should end up as God, like just playing God. That's the only way really for all this to end.
Absolutely. Perfect. But, you know, I also base this on the fact that so we used to work very closely with Us Weekly, and we had one of the senior editors on our show when we did our syndicated show. And he has told us a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. And a lot of it was that the Kardashians came to them directly and told them stuff before it went anywhere else. They gave them exclusives. They specifically controlled the narrative through sitting down with people at Us Weekly. So I feel like that's not so unheard of that they come to you directly. They come to Page Six, they come to you, they come to, you know, the people they trust directly and say, here's the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was in that world at a certain point, and I was very much around for that whole thing. And I've written about this somewhat extensively, but like, especially in the very early days, at some point they didn't need it anymore, but especially in the early days of trying to break through. And it wasn't, and you're right, I mean, you know, when Kim was first trying to kind of come out of Paris's shadow and make be a celebrity in her own right, she was already trying to write the script. You know, she was, her first kind of crack at it was, well, I'll be a kind of celebrity girlfriend of Nick Carter, is that his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tried to kind of seduce him for the purposes of being a celebrity girlfriend and being in, that would be a reason to be in Us Weekly, being in touch, being, and yeah, it's true. They were very much writing it like a soap opera even back then.
Right, right. And here's my last question, because I don't want to take up too much of your time with my stupid theory. But so I think it's very interesting, like when Scarlett Johansson was suddenly not just pregnant, but it was like, the announcement was she's pregnant, and then a day later, here's a baby. And it's like, wait, you kept that secret for 9 months? That's amazing. So, and I keep hearing stories like this, that so-and-so had a baby in secret, or so-and-so have been dating for a year, and now they're Instagram official. So how come there are some celebrities that are really good at keeping that stuff private? Is it because we're not really following them, we don't really care enough? Or is it because every celebrity has that ability, and certain people like the Kardashians choose not to do that?
I think, yeah, I mean, of course the Kardashians choose not to do that, although they will choose to do any announcement, pregnancy, whatever, at an expedient moment. I think pregnancy is a little different, and especially a little different now. I think you can make that work. I think that with a good publicist, I think you can say, look, this is, yes, you've heard that she's pregnant, but this is a kind of personal private thing, almost to the point of like, this is a medical thing. You know what I mean?
And right.
People, these days when people are much more nervy about privacy, I think because nobody has any privacy anymore,
right,
because of, you know, social media, everyone's a bit like, oh, I can see why that would be weird. Yeah.
You know?
And are much more sympathetic to that kind of thing. And I think that, yeah, you can, with pregnancy in particular, if you don't want it out there, it's pretty easy to not have it out there.
Mm.
Whereas people wouldn't necessarily have the same attitude to an engagement or a, you know, breakup. Or
right. Right. That's a good point.
And so I think it's sort of a thing of the moment. Or maybe us gossips are slipping. Maybe we need to be, maybe we'll just, you know, exhausted by the pandemic, and you know, get back on our game.
That's what it is.
Yeah, maybe that's it. We're just, it's like, oh, Olivia Munn, please, just yeah. tell us later. We've got way too much going on right now. Thank you so much, Ali Coleman. We will look for you, as we always do, in Page Six. And thank you so much for being here and for confirming my theory. Now I feel like a smarty pants.
Yeah, congratulations. You finally cracked it.
Have a good night. Thanks so much.
Watch that show up in Page Six now, and it's like, hey, I wrote that.
Right. Ali's going to publish tomorrow his new theory about the Kardashians.